Do you want to know what's annoying me this morning? Of course you do. I didn't want to bring this back, but I've been forced to. Packing etiquette in supermarkets. Now, I often shop at Waitrose. For any of our foreign friends, my mother was always very keen on Waitrose, partly because they have wider aisles than a lot of the other supermarkets, so she could stop and chat with friends without getting in the way. It's part of the John Lewis Partnership, which is an employee-owned cooperative and very innovative. In general, it's a bit more expensive, but it has very nice food, and since I tend to do the special cooking at weekends rather than the day-to-day, it makes sense to make it nice. These are good things. Nothing I've just said would annoy me in the least. I have recently been to Copenhagen. I love Copenhagen. It makes me happy. It does not annoy me. Although I probably regret now leaving the job which allowed me to go there regularly. But still, I went back and we had a lovely time. I'm still setting the scene, dear listener. Bear with. Right, Copenhagen is relevant. Mrs. Me is away for the weekend. This is the final element of scene setting. So, I thought I'd make smørrebrød, which I pronounce badly. Basically, they are open-top sandwiches on rye bread that are very popular in Denmark, eaten with a knife and fork rather than picked up. To that end, I went to the Danish cafe in Windsor, which sells very nice rye bread. All is good. I then go to the Waitrose next door to purchase such lovelies as pickled herring, beetroot, prawns, good hard cheese, walnuts and other lovely comestibles. I tootle round to the checkout, and I do what is good and right because I am a good and right person. And what is good and right, I hear you cry? That is to place things on the belt in the order I wish to pack them, and then get out the loyalty card and my credit card and ensure they are to hand, and then plump out, you know, do that little flick, with my two bags. I have two bags. I have looked at the shopping, and I know one bag would be insufficient with this much. So I plump out two. I am ready. I look like I was born ready. I'm like a packing machine out there. I am the superstar. And then I look in front of me. Well, that's odd. There's a lot of food sitting in the receiving area and empty bags next to it. And the two people there are chatting about which bags to use. The last item is scanned. What are they doing? Oh no, please no. I was so calm. Then they begin to pack, picking items seemingly at random. Only now are they packing. How can they do this to me? How can they leave the checkout guy hanging like this? What is wrong with them? They're picking up each item as if it's unknown to them. A total amazement, a present perhaps from the gods, having a little chat about where it might go. But worse, oh, they have filled both bags they prepared and have more shopping left because they have not visualise the space that their pack shopping is going to take. One of them brings out a bigger bag. Do they simply put the rest of the shopping in there so as to have two full bags and one half full one? No. No, you'd be wrong if you said yes to that, wouldn't you? Because they are monsters. They are wrong-uns. They unpack one of the bags and then pack those items into the bigger bag, again seemingly amazed at each of the items they've bought. Finally, they roll up the now empty bag and fit the remaining shopping in. Heaven be praised. I begin to move forward before realising they haven't even engaged with a payment system yet. Oh, but it's fine. Obviously I'll just pay now. Obviously, that's what'll happen. Oh, wrong again. No. She will search her bag for her My Waitrose card, the loyalty card. Upon finding it, she will hold it wrong way up under the scanner for long enough that I have to be honest and say my amazing empathy, my amazing compassion, which I'm known for, is wearing thin. But then she'll pay, right? I mean, then we'll just be done. Everything will be fine, right? Right? Oh, no, wrong again. No, now she'll remember she has some vouchers on her phone. But has she already got her phone out and the app open? Has she bollocks? No, she will hunt for them, hold them out to be scanned, and then has the audacity to say, oh, that's so much easier than it used to be. Only then, only now, does she realise she actually needs her credit card to pay for the actual shopping? And now, finally, rummages around in her bag for a different wallet with that in it. In a bag which presumably also contains the lost treasure of the Incas, given how long it takes. Do they immediately move away and sort themselves out slightly away so my shopping can begin to be scanned? No, because I killed them. I had no choice. Your shopping should be in order. You should have any cards ready and waiting. You should pack them as the items come. If necessary, grab them directly from the checkout guy's hands and put them straight in the pre-pumped bags. When the last item is scanned, you are allowed, by law, 8.2 nanoseconds before it is in the bag and your relevant cards are available. Given how the last lot went, if I hadn't killed them, I'd probably have left the shop before they did. Any tidying and putting cards away and stuff like that can be done after you shuffle the trolley away from the checkout. Because if you do that, you are good and right people. I will not have to murder you and slip your still warm bodies into the frozen food section, probably defrosting some peas. And, furthermore, I would not be annoyed